The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And it's so exciting. Spring has sprung and it's time for the baby animals. Baby animals are coming back to Hancock Shaker Village. They are opening for the season on Saturday, April 13th. And today we are talking to Olive Larravee, who is the Hancock Shaker Village Livestock Manager. I never knew there was such a title, such a thing. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So let's talk about baby animals. And the livestock manager will get into some nitty-gritty of the actual animals, but it's just so exciting this time of year at the village, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's awesome. It's like, babe, you know, you've got pigs, lambs, sheep, chicks, a little bit of everything. It's awesome when those babies start hitting the ground, and then, you know, we just start going for the spring.
Oh, it's so this is, I mean, we as visitors to Hancock Shaker Village show up, and there they are, the beautiful baby animals. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of work behind the scenes, of course, with you and Billy and the whole crew at Hancock Shaker Village. So it's opening April 13th. Tell us, like, how early did this whole, what has happened over the last month or so?
Yeah, so I would say it starts in October, okay, because that's when we have to start breeding. So, you know, we calculate the gestation period so that animals start hitting the ground. We start getting babies in March into April. So for sheep and goats, we actually breed them in October. We add the breeding males in at the end of October to get the correct timing of births.
What is the gestation period for sheep and goats?
For sheep and goats, it's 5 months. For the chicks that we have, their incubation period is 21 days. So that's actually, we hatch the chicks through a program that we call the Hatch Program, and we partner with local schools, some closer, some less close, but we provide them with the incubator and fertile eggs. So I have to very carefully select, you know, the proper eggs to be hatched, and then we give them all the information they need, drop the equipment off, and they get to hatch the chicks, and then we take them back before baby animals starts. Again, that requires planning and timing as well. And then for cattle, their gestation period is 9 months. For pigs, they're easy. 3 months, 3 weeks, three days.
Is that true?
I wish I was a pig sometimes.
3 months, okay. 3 weeks, 3 days. That's
now,
cool.
They have to be held back, right? When they're little, the people can't really be around them.
Yeah. So pigs, even though our pigs, they are friendly to staff, pigs are very protective mothers. And female pigs, adult female pigs, are called sows. And so are adult female bears. And I don't think that that's a mistake. They're very protective of their babies. And so that's why, you know, we discourage petting the pigs for that reason. But also pigs, they really like eating. And so you put your hand in there, they think it's a snack, and their teeth are sharp.
Yeah.
But we've never,
Well, you're very cautious. Don't be afraid of the baby pigs. They're super cute. But also, they're all separated so beautifully. So if you imagine walking into Hancock Shaker Village and you're walking towards the Roundstone Barn, and then you go in the barn, and there are different pens where you can climb into some pens and pet and hold the animals.
So petting, yes. So in the Roundstone Barn, you can go in the pens that are not roped off. There's usually just one roped off, and that's the breeding males. You know, we like people to see, oh, here's the father. Mm-hmm. But it's not very always safe to go in with them, but the other one's in the Roundstone Barn. You can absolutely go in. You know, we try to keep it 3 to 4 people at a time, and you can pet the animals, but we do discourage picking up or holding
the animals. Yeah, it is. You just bend down and pet them.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's super sweet.
Oh,
and
yeah,
soft.
They're awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. And as small children, it's like magical for these small children to experience this because it's right there. I mean, at your fingertips, even if they're afraid, the small children, to pet them, it's still really cool to just look around and see all these babies.
Right. It's really a very unique experience. I have never worked anywhere, seen any other place that, you know, allows the public to integrate into the farm this much. And I think that's really cool because people can be really, you know, disconnected nowadays from that type of thing. And not only is the baby animals like fun and cute, but also, you know, we really like education, and the Hancock Shaker Village is a museum, and we absolutely love to educate people about the Shakers, history, agriculture, sustainability, all of that.
Yeah, and it's all part of the experience.
Any dogs and cats?
So there are, we do have two cats, no dogs, but one of our cats, I would say she's pretty famous around the Hancock Shaker Village, Pepper, our barn cat. She's very friendly. She likes to go up to visitors, but she will tell you when she's had enough. She is nice, but sassy. We have another very lovable cat named Tess. She plays a little hard to get, but she's very nice.
That's awesome. We are talking to Olive, the Hancock Shaker Village Livestock Manager. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM. And Olive, as the title says, the Livestock Manager, you're one of the most important people when it comes to the animals on the farm. Baby Animals open Saturday, April 13th, and it runs until Sunday, May 5th. And it is just such an awesome experience. You can meet the newest farm babies, lambs, piglets, calves, chicks, and kids. Goats, that is. I'm reading the copy. Enjoy events and activities throughout the village, from daily talks about the farm and the Shakers to craft demonstrations to walks along the farm and forest trail. You can buy your tickets ahead of time, if you so desire, on Hancock Shaker Village's website, hancockshakervillage.org. You can also get them at the door. They do, these days, it's if you can pre-purchase tickets, why wouldn't you, I say, as a person attending things. It's so much easier when you pre-purchase tickets. And you can also get behind-the-scenes tours each day at 10 a.m. They do that, which I've never done that. I bet you that's cool. Do you ever lead those tours?
Yeah, so I, Billy mainly leads the tour. However, I go along and do part of the tour and then act as tour support. The tour is, it's very cool. People love it. It's, I'm pretty sure, you know, the first few days are already sold out. And it starts with a hay ride, a hay wagon ride throughout the village. And so Billy drives the tractor. There's a specific route we go along. And then I talk about, you know, the different buildings that we're passing by and other points around the village. And then we, at the end of the hay wagon ride, we park in front of the Roundstone Barn. And then the people on the tour get to go in and get kind of a bit more immersive experience with the animals, including bottle feeding and just, you know, Billy's, he's been doing this for a very long time. He knows so much about the Shaker Village, the Roundstone Barn, the animals. So he really is awesome for the tour. He tries to get a little bit for everyone, you know, little kids, older people, teenagers, you know, there's something for everyone.
There is something for everyone. And I think that you think of kids when you think of baby animals, not goats, children. You think of like bringing your family and bringing the children to the baby animals at Hancock Shaker Village. But it's so cool for people of all ages. It really is. It's a beautiful experience to walk onto the village and just look out at that Roundstone Barn. It's one of the most beautiful landscapes in the Berkshires right there.
Yeah, it totally is. And that barn, it is so cool. I will say the Shakers really thought of everything. They were so innovative. And if you get a chance to ask someone, an interpreter, staff member, about the Roundstone Barn, it has some very cool features.
Yeah. They were way ahead of their time when in many ways, and that crafting and architecture of the barn is definitely one of those ways. It's beautiful when you walk in, and it's cool. You walk in for this exhibit for the baby animals, and they're all in different pens, and you can, the ones that with the open rope, you can walk in and pet the animals, which is
Has anybody tried to take one away?
I'm sure they want to, but I've never caught anyone with, like, a purse screaming, man! You know, like, hey, what's
very
in there?
It would be hard to sneak one away because you would hear little sounds coming from whatever you're trying to sneak away. Bev, don't give anyone any ideas. You are trouble.
I'm talking about myself.
Don't try anything. If you see Bev coming, watch out.
All right, I will.
Don't try anything.
I'll let the staff know.
On alert. We are talking about the Baby Animals Festival at Hancock Shaker Village. Opens Saturday, April 13th through Sunday, May 5th. There is a general admission fee. You can get your tickets ahead of time through HancockShakerVillage.org. The village is open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can get the behind-the-scenes tour at 10 a.m. with your tickets. Often they're sold out, so get those tickets ahead of time. HancockShakerVillage.org has all of the information. It wasn't so long ago that Radiant Nights was happening at Hancock Shaker Village, and then the staff and everyone blinks, and now it's time for baby animals.
Yeah, that's really what it felt like. For Radiant Nights, you know, we had some animals in the Roundstone Barn, and then they move out of there. It gets a little colder in the winter, and it's nice when, you know, the animals are closer together. But now it's like already setting up pens. We just finished putting animals in all of their places today. We will bring an expecting cow in. She's not due until June, early June. But I bred her through artificial insemination in October. So she'll, you know, in the behind the scenes tour, you will actually be able to feel the baby inside of her.
Oh, my God.
She's at 7 months now, so that calf will definitely, you'll be able to feel it.
Oh, that's wild too. Do you think there will be any births of other animals during the time period from April 13th to the 5th? Are others expecting?
Oh, yeah. Cool. So we just have five animals left to go. Four of them are sheep. You know, there's always the ones that keep you waiting. But it's actually, you know, I think it's kind of cool because these things, then there's some smaller babies, you know, that appear during baby animals.
It's very cool.
You know, more size variation. You can see like, oh, this one's 1 day old. And people are like, oh, it's so cute. And it really is. And we have one more pig expecting to have a litter of piglets early May.
Oh my gosh, early May. So, and how many piglets does a pig normally like, what's the range?
A dozen?
They could have a dozen. I think that would be a lot, but I mean, you know, people have seen litters of 16, but there's really there's only so many feeding stations for the pigs, so you don't want a huge litter, right? But around like 8 to 10 is pretty good.
That's wild, isn't it? Can you imagine?
No.
I know.
I know. That many babies, they get to a certain age and you see them fly across the pen. His mom is doing her thing. She's like, okay, not now.
Not now. I'm busy. I wish that. How does she get them to fly across the pen?
Oh, usually, you know how pigs, they kind of have their nose down and they're sniffing around, and then sometimes they kind of just get in the way, and then she picks her head up, and then that's when pigs fly.
That's when pigs fly. I wish that was okay for babies, but it's not. It's frowned upon. Frowned upon for children. My babies are 15 years old, so that's not happening. But I think it's just, it's amazing and mind-blowing, the whole baby animals experience, even, you know, for families and mothers to go and see these pigs with 8 to 12 little piglets trying, and she's just trying to do everything she can to keep them healthy and feed them. And you were saying earlier, Olive, that baby, the moms of baby pigs are very protective.
Yeah.
If they're young.
Yeah, they're just a protective animal. They typically are really awesome mothers, you know, partially for that reason. And they are also very good at feeding their piglets. Pig milk is very nutritious. And when piglets are young and in their peak growing stage, they can grow up to a pound a day.
Wow. Whoa.
So they just double, triple in size so fast. They grow fast.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Too. So you will see some animals of all sizes during baby animals, from newborn, one day old possibly, all the way up from there.
Could be a month old. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And it is fun for people to hear about the planning process for this. You know, you just arrive as a visitor and are like, oh, look at these cute little animals. But behind the scenes, Olive and Billy and the team have been really planning ahead about the birth and the gestation period and when will this happen so we can all experience it.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I know I said it kind of starts in October because that's when a lot of the breeding begins, especially with the sheep and goats. But really, you know, it's year-round. You have to take care of the animals year-round. Their nutrition year-round is so important, not only when they're pregnant or lactating, right? So, you know, just maintaining their health year-round. And then the breeding does begin in October.
Yeah,
and then 5 months later, we have a bunch of babies hitting the ground. Babies.
It's very cool. Very exciting. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we are talking all about baby animals at Hancock Shaker Village, opening Saturday, April 13th, and going through Sunday, May 5th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this, I'm sure, was intentional. It is school vacation week, April 15th through the 19th. So that gets a little crazy at the farm, doesn't it, with all those kids?
Yeah, it gets very busy. I remember the first day last year. So I started working at the Hancock Shaker Village as the livestock manager in January of 2023. So this will be my second baby animals. I will tell you, on the first day last year, I think like 1,400 people came. Wow. I've never seen that many people in a barn before, but it was so, it's just awesome to see everyone enjoying the animals. And like, I love farming and animals, and it's just awesome to share all of that with people. And they get so excited because it's just an experience that is very, very unique.
Yes, agreed. It is exciting. And Hancock Shaker Village and you all behind the scenes do such a great job of like developing the tour. So not everyone is in one area. You can go in on a beautiful day. You can go outside and the chickens are outside and there's other animals in the pens outside. So
right. Yeah, we definitely. Yeah, because there's so many people that want to come and enjoy the baby animals. We do our best to kind of spread everything out, distribute everything. It probably took me like 20 minutes to plan the pens in the roundstone barn because I'm like, okay, sheep over here, goat kid over here. Oh, I can't have two goat kids next to each other. You know, I want to spread it out. So there's always something to look at. And then we've got animals in the dairy L. There will be cows out on pasture outside. We, for those of you that know the big pig, Stormy, she'll be outside in the barnyard waiting for visitors.
Who is the big pig Stormy?
Oh, Stormy is kind of a Hancock Shaker Village celebrity. Oh, wow. She is a pig. She's very big. I think she's about 6 or 7 years old, and she weighs almost 1,000 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And so she kind of, you know, she's retired. We don't breed her anymore.
Yeah.
So she lives outside, and she enjoys being visited by all the guests and, you know, the staff, of course. But, yeah, a lot of people know her and ask Stormy. About her. So you can visit Stormy this spring. We'll have, like I said, cows outside. We got a couple miniature donkeys outside. I'll put some other animals in the paddocks. So, you know, people get more spread out and there's always something to look at.
There is always something to look out and look at. I remember there were chicken races Has anyone?
I don't think so.
No, this did happen at Hancock Shaker Village at one point, but I don't know when it was.
That's like very
funny. You line the chickens up, and of course, they
How do you train chickens?
They weren't really racing, but it was very funny for the kids
watching,
to just watch.
Next
and,
to each other.
Yeah, they were. I'm pretty sure there were chicken races at some event at Hancock Shaker Village, but maybe I'm making that up. I'm not sure.
It almost looks like that when I call them inside for the night. You know, I call them and it's like 80 chickens descending upon me. It's like a little army and they're all running to the coop. It's very funny. I think it is.
I bet you. That is a chicken race. 80 chickens in one coop. That's a lot of chickens.
Noisy.
They're super cute.
It's a big coop, but yeah, it can get noisy sometimes when they're excited. When they first come in, they're all chattering and eating.
That's so funny. So what was your background? Did you grow up on a farm?
Not really. My family is not did not come from agriculture, is not really involved in agriculture, but I kind of started with horses. So I grew up riding horses since the age of 4. And then, you know, I got a job, a paying job when I was 12, mucking stalls. And then I kind of became a barn rat, and I would spend a bunch of time at the horse barn working in exchange for riding. And then I went to an agricultural high school in Dighton, Massachusetts.
Oh, cool.
Bristol County Agricultural High School. And I really went there because I wanted to learn more about horses, but they have a fully working farm there, dairy cows, beef cows, you know, a little bit of everything. Yeah. And so I kind of enjoyed learning about that more. And so I started working on the farm there as a student worker. Milking cows and taking care of the rest of the animals. And so it was definitely then that I decided I really liked farming. That's so cool. I wanted to go to college for it. I went to UMass Amherst and double majored in animal science and sustainable food and farming.
Very cool.
And I worked in a soil lab when I was there for about 2 years. Including the year after graduating. And then right after I graduated, I actually got a job with a cattle artificial insemination company.
Oh, wow.
Breeding
cows.
That was
interesting.
Part-time. Yeah. No, it's cool. It's on call. So in short, the farmers would call the company line, and then I would call in my number, and it would say, you have, like, 3 calls or something, and I take calls to a certain time and go around there. So I still do that, and that's how I bred our cow at the Shaker Village.
So you're an expert.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I mean, maybe not quite yet. I would like to think so, but I've got a few years under my belt. It's not like I've been doing it forever. But then, like I said, January 2023, I started working at the Hancock Shaker Village. And
that's
here
awesome.
I am. I love it.
That's great. Yay, we're happy you're here. Mm-hmm. Because behind the scenes, you definitely need the livestock manager and crew to be doing all of these wonderful things for the animals. And then working with the team to get the word out about baby animals and all of the Hancock Shaker Village crew.
Right.
Definitely takes a team. It's a team effort.
Oh, absolutely. There's, you know, animals, it's a lot of work. It's work to take care of them.
Yeah.
And when they need you, they need you. You know, you can't just take the day off because it's a holiday. And so there's so much to do besides just feeding, watering, cleaning. You know, it's hoof trimming, just lots of observation, looking at the animals. There can be, like, grooming, vaccinations, all of that health stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. We are talking to Olive Larravee, the Hancock Shaker Village Livestock Manager, all about baby animals and more. Baby animals are coming to Hancock Shaker Village April 13th through Sunday, May 5th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They are encouraging you to get your tickets ahead of time, hancockshakervillage.org. And there will be special behind-the-scenes tours each day at 10 a.m. Some of those are already sold out. So go to the website, hancockshakervillage.org, to get in line for that. 10 a.m. Newest farm babies, lambs, piglets, calves, chicks, and goats. Enjoy events and activities throughout the village, daily talks about the farm, shakers, crafting demonstration, walks along the farm and forest trail. It's just such a beautiful place to be. And the spring is when you open for the season with this Baby Animals Festival. Very, very cool indeed. I think that we have a few more minutes, so let's again just like walk people through. You enter the village and you're looking ahead to the Roundstone Barn. You go down that trail and then tell us what we can expect from there.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, when you first get to the village and you're under, we call it the timber frame, it's a beautiful view of the village. I'm sure there are many pictures of it, but it's beautiful. You can see the gardens, even though there's not much in there right now, but the Roundstone Barn. So then, depending on how quickly you make your way to the Roundstone Barn, once you enter, you can expect to be greeted by one of our lovely staff members, and they'll kind of tell you what's going on in the barn, and then you can actually climb into the pens with the baby animals and pet them. And we have a bunch set up that you can walk around and pet lambs, goat kids, other, you know, calves. We have some young calves that were born about 2 weeks ago. And then we will have other, you know, bigger yearling animals that you can also visit and pet.
Do you get to feed them?
No. Unfortunately not. But the petting is usually enough to satisfy the visitor's
it's
needs. Those goat kids, they are so fuzzy when they come out.
Yeah.
It's like a puff. They're so cute. And then, so that's kind of what goes on in the Roundstone Barn. Lots of animal visiting and petting. And in the Dairy L, that is the kind of longer extension on the barn. That's kind of like the maternity ward, so that's where we will have all the animals that are still expecting, as well as other, you know, kind of like a, because we can't fit all of the moms and babies in the Roundstone Barn. That would be a little crowded. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have like plate, you know, larger groups of animals. It's really cute to watch the like little so lambs cute. Or goat kids play with each other. When there's a bunch of them, they get really excited. In the afternoon, like the sun comes in through the windows and they find the exact spots
it's
of sun
so
to sit in. Mm-hmm. It's very cute. And so the Dairy L is also where the pigs will be and piglets. We'll also have a cow that is expecting to have a calf in June. She will be in the Dairy L. And then if you make your way outside into the barnyard, we have lots of free-range chickens. Stormy, the big pig, Hancock Shaker Village celebrity.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple miniature donkeys as well and some other adult cows out on the pasture. And then we also have, you have to make your way into the Discovery Barn if you want to see the chicks. They're very young. And so when they're young, they need to be very warm. So we have to keep them in a nice little brooder. Mm-hmm. People sometimes think it's a popcorn machine. It's like red. And I mean, sometimes the little chicks, they are like little popcorns and they jump around.
It's not a popcorn machine.
It's not a popcorn machine, but I really love the chicks. I think they're so,
they're
cute,
so cute
and fuzzy. And the little
and that Discovery Room is awesome because there's other crafts to do. So you can walk around and look at the little baby chicks, but there's other things to do for families there.
Yes, that's a really good spot for kids' activities. I'm not so much involved in that, but I know they have, you know, there's coloring, crafts. At some point, actually, our beekeeper, there's a see-through hive mm-hmm. in there. So I don't know so much about bees, but at some point in the spring, the beekeeper will move a group of bees in there. And it's really cool.
It's
you can
very cool.
see through the glass. And I remember I would look every day to try and find the queen. She's very elusive, but it's so satisfying when you find her.
The queen bee is very elusive. I think that's amazing. Yes, and I bet that was a good thing to do every day. Where's the queen? Where's the queen?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a little challenge for myself. I'll tell you, most of the time, I did not find her because I didn't want to spend my entire lunch break staring at bees, even though I totally could have.
I know the queen bee is always hard to find, for sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, and we have been talking to Olive Larravee, the Hancock Shaker Village Livestock manager, go see baby animals at Hancock Shaker Village, April 13th through May 5th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can get tickets ahead of time on hancockshakervillage.org, hancockshakervillage.org. Behind the scenes tours every day starting at 10 a.m. Again, those tickets are on hancockshakervillage.org. Thank you so much, Olive, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
We'll see you at Baby Animals. Have a good week, everyone.